nice to have a brother Gary join his family and others that have joined us in these days. Praise God. Some can only stay for a short time, so the Lord has to do a quick work in you, and He will. So nice greeting one another on the grounds. I said hello to a sister today, and she said, "Hello, hello, hello, hello." That was Sister Echo. Let's sing number 481. 481 in our hymn books, obviously. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. Praise God. All by himself. There's no one like him. There's no love like his love. Hallelujah. And we've found that out and are finding that out. Praise God. Others may fail us and disappoint us, but he never will. He'll never fail us. And we can trust him to be all that he says he is and all that he's promised to do. Praise God. Where can you find a friend like that? He knows you inside out. He knows all your faults and loves you still. You don't have to pretend to be something that you're not when you come before him. But as they used to sing in Billy Graham Crusades, just as I am, I come, I come. So let's do that this morning. Let's come just as we are. Hallelujah. Know that he loves us and that he brought us here to meet us and to work in our hearts that precious work that only he can do. Lord, we thank you for the opportunity to be together again this morning in your presence. We thank you for one another, Lord. We pray that you'll help us to have faith together, that you will accomplish your will in each one. We pray, Lord, that today you'll draw especially near to us and enable us to open our hearts wide for all that you want to say and do. Lord, we need you so greatly. We need changes. We need to be made more like you. We need you to fill those empty places in our hearts. And Lord, we just present ourselves to you and invite you to come and have your way. Lord, if there's any resistance in our hearts, we pray that you'll break that down. Sometimes we're not even aware of it. But Lord, we're really inviting you. Invade us, Lord, today, we pray, each area of our life. Set up your kingdom and Fill us with your glory. We pray that you'll bless the children today, Lord. We pray if there's any homesickness that you'll drive it away. We know sometimes the first few days are difficult for them. But Lord, you can drive those clouds away and you can fill them with your sunshine. And Lord, we just pray that the love of God will flow, that you'll help the counselors and others to be especially loving and understanding. And Lord, we pray that if there be any problems, that you will give wisdom and you will work in hearts and cause there to be cooperation and a real working together so that the girls and the little boys in the cottage can experience the full benefit of what you have for them today. Let this be a good day, Lord. And we pray that you'll give us days of sunshine. We thank you, Lord. We know that you want the children to enjoy their time outdoors and to get into the lake. And we know they're all looking forward to those things. And Lord, just because you love us and you're merciful, we dare to ask such things. Lord, come and give us sunshine. Give us warmth. And fill this camp with your presence. We pray today in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. We're singing number 481, and we're singing the fourth verse now. 481.
Did ever saint find his friend forsaken? No, not one. No, not one. Or sinner find that he would not take him? No, not one. No, not one. Jesus knows all about our struggles. He will guide to the day's done. There's not a friend like the Lord.
We never want to try to reproduce a meeting. If we had a lot of praise last night, it doesn't mean we have to have the same amount today. Maybe we need more. I don't know. We want the Lord to have His way, and certainly we want to do the things that we've been encouraged to do, to praise Him. Hallelujah. I'd be surprised if there was a meeting where we didn't do that. Sometimes the Lord puts silence on the whole meeting, and that's unusual. Not for everybody just yet, perhaps, but the minister has to remember, you know, God has something different in mind each time we come together. If you had a glorious meeting one night, you don't have to try to produce it yourself, but you have to just say, Lord, have your way. You manifest your glory in many different ways. Sometimes those quiet meetings are tremendously powerful, and wonderful things are done in our lives. And then sometimes God pours out His glory as we praise Him, as we did last night, and just rejoice and lift our hands and so on. And so let's just ask the Lord, not for a loud meeting, not for a quiet meeting, but just for whatever Jesus wants for us today. And He'll be able to do that as we yield ourselves to Him. And if He puts a suggestion in your heart, to sing, to testify, to pray out, well, if we all do what Jesus shows us to do, then we can know that He's having His way. Praise God. And He is being glorified. That's the important thing. Hallelujah. Wonderful Jesus, hallelujah. Wonderful Lord, we want you, Jesus. I need you, Lord, hallelujah. Glory, 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 hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Lily was playing It Is Well With My Soul before leading. There's a truck inspection, so we need to take care of that. Let's sing that song. With a friend like Jesus, we can surely say it's well with my soul, right? And that's number 316, I believe. If you see my guitar catching fire or start smoking, let me know, okay? And I'll take another step forward. Hallelujah. Praise God. 316. and it can be well. Jesus made it possible that it can be well with our souls. What doth it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? As long as you have your health, people say. No. As long as your soul, it's well with your soul. That's the important thing in life. You can have your health, you can have your wealth, but if it's not well with your soul, you're bankrupt. And so Jesus wants it to be well with our souls, and he wants to make sure that everything has been forgiven, everything's under the blood, that we've come to him and humbled ourselves and said, Lord, I need you. I know what I ought to be, but I can't be that. I failed many times. But with you there's forgiveness, and there's cleansing from my sin. That stain that I can't remove, that guilt that I carry with me all the time, that eats away at me. Lord, there's forgiveness, there's cleansing, there's healing for my soul. Amen. And Lord, I just come to you as I am. Lord, what you did for me on Calvary, you took the punishment for everything I ever would or had committed. You took the punishment for who I am. And now you offer to me your righteousness. I can have a clean heart. I can have a relationship with my Heavenly Father. The Holy Spirit can come and live in me and empower me, enable me to be what God has called me to be. And so, Lord, I invite you to come in. I invite you, Jesus. I surrender my life to you. I'll follow you as you teach me. I'll put you first in my life as you reveal yourself to me more and more. Then we can say, it is well with my soul, no matter what's happening on the outside. It's well with our soul. And if it's well with our soul, then all things are well, because we know that God will take care of all the rest. He said if we seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, he'll take care of everything else. He made it so simple. And I've often prayed, Lord, teach me what it means to seek your kingdom first. To really come under your authority, to really let you be king of my life. Make that the most important thing and the thing that I give most of my time and attention to. Because you said if I would do that, you would take care of where I live and what I eat and what I wear. All these needs that I spend so much time worrying about. Praise God. There seems to be no answer to them. But as always, Jesus is the answer. And so, Lord, if there are any here this morning that have not yet made it well with their soul by coming to Christ, Lord, we pray that even now, in this meeting, that the Holy Spirit will cause his light, his understanding to shine into our hearts. And Lord, we pray that you will give us faith and grace to come to you and receive you as Lord and Savior. Lord, you must minister your salvation. We can't save ourselves. Even the prayer doesn't save us. It's Jesus that saves us. But the prayer is our way of opening our hearts to you and saying, Lord, I need you. I need you, Lord. I want you. I love you. You said, Lord, he that comes to me, you won't turn away. No one that ever comes to you will you turn away. Even me, you receive. Because you paid such a great price for us. You showed us already how much you love us when you died on the cross. And so, Lord, thank you for such a love. Thank you that it is well with our souls. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Now let's sing that fourth verse.
And Lord,
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah's roar. Help me. Sing it. It's also in our book. Amen. We tell our friends in New Jersey, New York is the hallelujah side of the river, but that's an ongoing debate, which may never get settled.
469.
Thank you. Now let's feel free this morning. Maybe some have a testimony, word of exhortation, or just let's be free in His presence as always. Hit it, Lil.
Once a sinner, far from Jesus, I was perishing with woe. But the blessed Savior heard me when I cried. He put His robe around me and began to turn His form. For the living one on the other side. Savior, wonderful Savior. Alleluia.
Oh, praise God. Precious Jesus, wonderful Lord.
Wonderful Lord, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, praise God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, I feel like singing Healing in the Word. Maybe I will. Let's do it. That's a song I was referring to the other day. Her sister Clark down in Fredericksburg, Virginia. She was an elderly woman when I knew her many years ago. I think she's the one they're talking about that's standing out their mansion door shouting glory in heaven. And she, the Lord gave her a song. You know, not everyone that says the Lord gave me a song really got it right from heaven. As someone said, it lost something somewhere down as it was coming down. But I think this one came from heaven. And we'll do it in G, okay, Lily? If you remember. The words are so simple. We can sing this all day making up words, but hallelujah. It talks about the Word of God. That's been our emphasis this year when we consider the 500th anniversary of Martin Luther nailing his theses and the beginning of that Reformation. The Word of God. It was the Word of God that spoke to him and that transformed his life, and God through him changed the whole world, it seemed.
There's healing in the Word, healing in the Word, healing in the Word of God. Oh, there's healing in the Word, healing in the Word, healing in the Word of God. There's victory in the Word, victory.
Today, Lord, right here in our midst, no doubt, and of course there are others that are upon our hearts back home.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. There's healing. The Word of God, we thank you. Thank you for the power of your Word. Thank you for the life of your Word. Thank you that you, Jesus, are that living Word to us. And Lord, we pray that you'll come to us this day, come to our loved ones today and minister your resurrection life, the healing that you have purchased for us on Calvary. Oh, Jesus, there's life in the blood, and we pray that you'll and sprinkle them with your precious blood today. And we pray that sickness will leave and these afflictions will be broken, Lord, and that we will be set free to the glory of God. Jesus, show us your glory to this end. You are healer. Oh, our great Redeemer, Jesus, we offer our bodies to you, Lord, and pray that you will establish your life within us today. Hallelujah. Do what no man can do, despite the doctor's reports, Lord. Jesus, no matter how long we've been sick or how far it has progressed, Lord, that's nothing for you. You speak your word, and everything changes in a moment. Lord, so we pray today, put that faith into our hearts and keep our souls open to the flow of your life, now and all day long, we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God.